Hello and welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Our guest tonight, we are still attempting to reach, is Zoferina Morales, and we are doing our very best to reach her, which is the reason that we're just a few minutes late. In the meantime, I wanted to answer a question that was mailed in right after the last show, and she said, "My middle name is Shelley, but that's what I go by. But my first name is Anne. How do you read that name? And does it make a difference?" And the answer to that is absolutely yes, it makes a difference, because it means you're really focusing in this lifetime on completing what was ever not done in the last lifetime. It's like you want to get complete with everything there first before you really start on this one. And so it's kind of like you're doing two lifetimes in one, attempting to get complete there and then get really a good head start and into this lifetime, because your middle name represents your last lifetime. Okay. And I love that going by Shelley, because I'm a little bit prejudiced. I had a wonderful sister who's passed over whose name was Shelley, and she was just adorable. And I have never met a Shelley that I didn't like. And so anyway, that's what I'm saying. I wanted to answer that question first before we started. Okay. So I have us in order that we're starting with Cindy from California. And I love the way you spell your name, Cindy, with that S-Y-D-N-E-E, because it means that you're very intuitive and at the same time incredibly smart, have both spirituality and religion in your name, and is a constant seeker. So what a beautiful spelling that is. Cindy, are you on the line with me?
I apologize. I'll make it so your audience can hear me. I apologize to your audience. Hey, this is Know the Name, Know the Answers. I'm the board op. And I'm doing the best I can. Sometimes callers are not there when they should be, unfortunately.
So if everybody hangs on, we're still trying to get a hold of Zoferina. She does know that this was her night and this is her time. And I mean, I was panicked a little bit tonight. Not really panicked, but it was like I was driving, because I'm starting a workshop tomorrow and I was changing time zones. And I thought, oh yeah, instead of having it in my head that 7 p.m. on my Eastern time zone, I kept thinking I've got to remember at 6. So I'm hoping that she has the right time zone for her. Let me tell you a little bit about Zoferina. She does something that's called Hebrew astrology, and it is incredible because it's something that I've never seen before. It's not like numerology, like the normal kind that we see, which is either Pythagorean or there's another really popular one. And it's not like that. It's done as, and it looks like the Star of David. And it's where they put the numbers in the Star of David and how that falls out and then what it tells you. And so half of the Star of David is from the spiritual side when you're doing the numerology this way, and half is from the physical side. So it goes into different areas of what is it physically and how is that combined with spirituality at the same time for what your soul wants to learn and how your body's going to experience it as you're going through. And I heard about this and I thought, you know, I didn't hear about it ever before. And so, of course, my curiosity was piqued. And so Zoferina was giving like a seminar for 3 hours online. And I said, okay, I'm going to take that seminar just because I want to find out about something I've never heard of. And so she told us how to set up our own Star of Davids and how to put the numbers in. And then she went through interpreting some of that for us. And there was only like 12 of us on the class online. And so she got around to answering all of our questions, bless her heart. She didn't quit the seminar until all of our questions were answered. It was so fascinating. And I thought, and it was so revealing in such a different way than people who have done my numerology chart. And there was such different information in it. And I thought, isn't this the coolest thing? And that's why I invited her to come online with us. And I know that Don's having a hard time getting a hold of her. I'm having incredible computer
I'll
problems.
I'll make it happen. We'll bring her online right now. Here we go. Here's your guest, Sophie.
Yay! I'm glad you made it.
Hey, I'm so glad I made it, too. How you doing, Sharon?
Hey, I'd be doing a whole lot better if I could get into my computer.
Oh, no.
I just checked into the hotel ahead of time, and for some reason it can get me online, but it's not taking my password. Oh. And so who knows? I mean, I've been trying for 20 minutes. So we are winging this. I can get into the Skype and see the callers. I cannot get into any of my notes. Okay.
That's fine. We'll play it by ear.
So Farina, we have Cindy on the line first from California, and everybody's been holding with such patience. You're going to need birthdays or something too, aren't you?
I will need names on birth certificates is what I need.
Okay. Do you need the birthdays?
Not especially.
I thought you did. Okay. Just the birth name, the full name.
The full birth name, yeah.
All right. The person from New York that I am not seeing on my computer that Don, bless his heart, just told me that you were the next one in line. I don't see that we still got Cindy in here for some reason. Anyway, call from New York.
Yes. Hi, Sharon. It's Pauline from New York.
Hi, Pauline. Okay,
it's
so
funny.
What?
Okay, I'm going to give you my exact birth certificate name. L I N as in Nancy E, Pauline, Cito, S as in Sam, Z as in zipper, E T O, T as in Tom, O, and then it's Y, Y E E, Y as in yo yo, E as in every, double second one. That's it.
Okay. And
so the last name is just three letters? There's no Z first before the Y? Okay. Got it.
Okay, and Zito, is that also Oriental?
The middle name. That's the middle name. That's my actual real last name. That's the real last name that my parents just hid it in there.
Okay, but the proper order on the birth certificate is Pauline Zito Yee.
Right.
Okay.
S-Z-E-T-O.
So, Zofiorina, stop me the minute you've got it figured out, because I know we have to give you time to write all that thing out.
Exactly. It just takes me a minute to get it in the system. And
yeah, I realize that. So I will talk about Pauline. Anything on your name really fast while we're giving Zofiorina just a moment?
You already gave me a lot of, I've called so many times that I need a private with you for that, to really get into it. I wanted to know if you knew anything for help, because I know you're writing the book, but you said you really were not ready for that.
I know a lot of it. I just have to use my notes. So if you're signing up for help ahead of time, and so I can look it all up, I just don't have it memorized like I have everything else memorized.
But you can't even get into your computer, right? So it's not.
And it's written on paper. It's not even in the computer. I know, that's horrible.
I've got something over here if you'd
like. Okay, great.
Okay, great.
Fabulous. So, Pauline.
Pauline. Not
Pauline, yes.
Pauline.
So I'm looking at your...
Unfortunately.
I'm looking at your full birth chart here, and clearly, you know, in the time that we have allotted, we can't go into the great depths of it, but I want you to speak to me of what is the biggest pain point in your life right now.
What's my pain right now? I'm in crossroads. I mean, I'm still having to, take care of my late husband's affairs. He was Jewish, as a matter of fact, and it's been 3 years since he passed, and I'm still not even close to getting my life finished up and taken care of so I can move on.
Exactly. Well, and I'm seeing this in your chart. Your chart shows me four different aspects of your life, okay? And two of them have a physical and a spiritual, or three of them, sorry, have a spiritual and a physical component to them. And usually what causes you the most pain is what sits in the karmic positions. And on your physical karma side of things, you have an 11-2 energy, which I think of as engineer energy. It's your ability to create structures of reality and to bounce back and have plan Bs and plan Cs. And when those are in a karmic position, it's really hard for you to bounce back from a major setback.
Yes, that is true.
Really deep, hard, uphill slog many times. And on the
especially when it comes to relationships, when they don't go well, they really affect me terribly.
Yeah, and you have a terrible time emotionally bouncing back from them, opening up to trust again, and probably a tendency to repeat unfortunate patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 11-2s are my taker on of dysfunctional patterns. Even when 11-2 is in a skill position, you have this tendency to take on other people's dysfunctional patterns and try and process them through as your own. So it's really important for you when you're struggling with something to step back and look at it and go, is it really mine?
I learned that the hard way. Yes, you're right. And that was my husband as well. Before he passed, I felt it processed everything through. That's why he lasted as long as he did. It went through me.
Because you're doing all his work for him.
Look at my name. I made my father change my name from Susan to Pauline, and I've been hearing about the perils of Pauline. I've never read the book, and I always get out of scrapes, but it's a hard life, drama.
Which brings me around to the physical challenge, or the spiritual challenge that sits there for you. You've got a 21-3 energy in the spiritual side of the life lessons that you came here to learn, and I can feel for you, I have a spiritual 21-3 as well. And what this is about is learning strength and endurance and being able to be there in the tough stuff. And unfortunately for us in this challenge position, it also means we can't find an easy button to save our lives.
We don't get the easy route.
We do not get the easy route. Everybody.
Sophia Arena, give Colleen one suggestion that could make her life easier, and then we've got to go to the next call. Give her
fabulous.
One suggestion.
One suggestion for you with a 21-3 spiritual karma is to spend some time sitting in the value that you bring for yourself and that you bring for other people. There is a lot of strength in being able to be this person who does endurance, but you have to make space for yourself to be worthy, to be lovable, and to receive
that.
Support for yourself.
Yes, I have been working on that very much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Who is next up?
If we're calling in, it is 888-627-6008. If you are wanting to call in, 888-627-6008. And I have Karen from California. Karen from California. If, Don, you could help us get her on the line.
Oh,
I thought Karen got in first. Okay. That's okay. Okay, great. Then it's Amy's turn next. Amy, I was just going to say, man, it was heavy hit from California. Amy, welcome back to the show. What one question would you like to ask?
Hey, quickly, the number I'm calling is a 323 number.
Right, 323-744-4831. There's two ways to get in. The other one's 888-627-6008. Okay, what's your quick question so she can get started?
Oh, I need your birth name and then ask your question.
Amy, A-M-Y, and the middle name is Kathleen with a K.
Uh-huh.
And my last name is Serena, S-U-R-R-E-N-A.
E-N-A, okay. I will get that going now. Go ahead and ask your question.
I need clarity on what to do with the rest of my life because I have great ideas and I never make them happen.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that is a challenging one, isn't it? I see, looking at your chart quickly, I kind of see what the thing is here. Okay, in your challenge position, you have sixes on the physical side of things. Sixes I think of as the creative artist energy. This is the person who can visualize something and bring it through writer's block and down into like a real thing, a book or a building or a poem or a play. And when you have this in a challenge position, there can be some real significant blocks that happen that prevent you from bringing that into reality. Now, you brought some skills with you. Okay, one of them is 11-2 energy, the engineer energy I was talking about with the other caller. She had it in a challenge position. You have it in gift position. And you can use that to surround yourself by people who have ease bringing these sorts of things into reality. So if you're a writer or what's your project? Tell me what your project is.
I love health and nutrition. I want to inspire people on how to find their best way of eating to overcome their food issues.
Beautiful. So surround yourself with people who are doing this.
hang out with other health and wellness coaches, hang out with people who are able to like really put themselves out on social media and the other ways that you're looking to promote yourself, because your 11-2 energy is going to help you pick up how they're doing it and how they're doing it well. So make that work in your favor to help you get past this block that keeps you from bringing that vision you see into reality.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We're moving right along. We have Kathy from California. I said we were California heavy, but we're going to go to New York next. We've got three from New York after this. Okay. Do we have Kathy from California?
I guess we just need to follow his lead.
Folks,
the man
folks,
who knows.
I apologize. I'm just the
That's okay, because on my end it says Kathy M. from California, and then it says Lizzie from New York.
Right. Again, our boards might be crossed. We might be getting a little cross interference from the metaphysical.
This is so
known
crazy
to happen.
All right, we're going with Darla. This is just a comedy of errors tonight.
Actually,
I'm so glad everybody has patience.
Darla might be on. Darla, are you there? You're up on the know the name, know the answers.
Yay.
And Darla?
Yes.
Okay. What's your birth name? What's your birth name first?
Darla Elaine, and the last letter is M. And
she needs the whole thing to
I need
do
the whole name on your birth certificate, I'm afraid.
Okay. Darla Elaine Masarvey, M-E-S-A-R-V-E-Y.
E-E-Y or E-Y?
V-E-Y.
Okay.
Okay, I'm giving you a second. I'm talking with Darla while you got a second. Hey,
perfect.
Darla, you've got these wonderful fairness issues in your name that you want to make everything right and fair. You know,
yes.
In middle school is when everybody kind of does their fairness issues, but you've never gotten over it. So you're really easy to deal with because everybody can trust you to give them a fair deal.
That's good to know.
So, Darla, what's your burning question?
I just want to know what's next in my life.
Okay. Looking at your overarching physical goals, your spiritual goals, and your soul destiny. In your physical goals, you have master teacher energy. So you are a fan of like expanding knowledge into the world and really thoughtfully, because three energy is about introspection. In the spiritual aspect of your goals, you have fives, and so you tend to be somebody who pushes the limits of what you're interested in. You're that person who's out on the bleeding edge, and people are going, is she nuts or is she genius? We're not sure.
It's genius, period.
Of course it's genius. And your soul destiny is about empowerment and building amazing strength in the world. And so this is like the combination of stuff that's going to bring you out into the world in a major way. So tell me, what are you interested in that is out there on the bleeding edge where you're pushing the limits?
I don't know. That's what I don't know. There's so many things I'm interested in, and I'm retired. So
yeah, it's that 12-3. It's all so interesting. Where should I go?
Right.
Have you ever read Dolores Cannon's work?
No.
Darla, that's where I would
suggest
from looking at your name. I would start with any of Dolores Cannon's books.
Okay.
Okay, that's my two cents. Anything else you want to say?
Is the health okay? Is the health getting better so I can go out and work?
Let's see here. Oh, your spiritual karma. Okay, physical karma. Your health can be whatever you want to make it. You have a spiritual talent of 10-1, which I think is as divine father energy. This is the miracle worker on demand energy. This is, if you set your mind and your intention to it, you can bring it into this reality in ways that no one would ever expect that it could. The divine masculine miracle is not a process miracle like the divine feminine is when you plant a seed and it grows and flowers and gives fruit and all that kind of thing. the divine masculine is the parting of the Red Sea kind of miracle. And so you have that masculine, divine masculine energy as a talent. And so if you set a clear intention, you can bring whatever you need to into your life, including the health that you need to get done what you want to get done.
Oh, good. It sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Darla.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Sharon.
My pleasure. Okay, so I have a question for you. So, Karina, please explain how the numerology that you're doing is different than what most people consider numerology.
Yeah, the traditional numerology is really focused on like the numbers of the birth date and this sort of thing. The numerology that I do, we focus on the birth name because that's where the vibrations get encoded for what you came down here to do. And so when you're doing this planning before you come into this world, you get it all put together, you get agreements lined up, you actually work with a specialist on the other side to arrange and make sure all of your synchronicities happen. And then that gets encoded into a vibration that your parents receive as your birth name. And so this is why when parents are considering names for their kids, they get 100 million suggestions, but there are only like two or three that ever really resonate with them. And they go, yeah, if it's a boy, it's going to be that. And if it's a girl, it's going to be that. Because yep. You've sent them your plan.
I so agree. Namology science so agrees with that, that the soul impresses upon the one that's going to name them what they want to be called. We have Susan on line two, Susan K. Susan, are you with us? Okay, I know she called in because I know she was planning on calling in. Don, do we have Susan on? Do we have Susan still holding on the line?
We do.
We do. Yay.
Yay.
We have one that didn't get away.
Hello.
Hey, Susan. What's your birth name, dear?
Susan.
S-U-S-A-N. Leslie.
Yep.
L-E-F-L-I-E. Uh-huh.
Grindle. G-R-I-N-D-L-E.
D-L-E.
That's the birth name.
Beautiful. So talk to me about what your question is.
I don't necessarily have one. I'm just open to what you would like to say.
Ah.
I am in two processes. One is to begin to think about writing a book, and the second is helping a few people with transitions.
All right. Let's take a quick look at your chart here. And, ooh. Oh, yes. I love the writing the book, although the transitions is right in line with what you're doing as well. You have an amazingly focused chart in that you've got 4-4 energy in three positions in your chart, and fours is about duplicating yourself. So that makes you a really good manager. It makes you a good manifester many times because you can get into that process of repeating something that works well. Now, in your physical, in your spiritual talents is a 15-6 energy. And so 6 is that manifestor creator energy I was talking about with the first caller, where you can vision something, bring it through writer's block, and manifest it down into this world in the form of something written or a play or a business idea or something like that. With the 15 with that, you have a tendency to do a real nice, gentle exploration of the topic, which will make whatever you bring in a written form really nice and approachable. On the spiritual goals side of things, you have what I think of as explorer energy in the form of a 20 to 2 range. And so it makes you nice and resilient. You're the kind of person who can decide one afternoon, I'm going to go backpack across Europe. And you pick up your backpack and you walk off and you're fine. A lot of people can't do that sort of thing. But it also brings you real good experience to be able to support new experiences for other people. You've got a resiliency that you can help cushion things for them. So you would actually be good in that work as well. And in fact, if you put the two of them together and wrote a book about it, you would be kicking butt.
you know, Susan, to write an itty bitty book about resilience, I'd love to talk to you about that later. I think that would be a really good way just to start by getting this out, because I know you have so much spiritual knowledge that you're putting into books, but just one on resilience. And there's a format called the Itty Bitty Book with Susie Pruden. Love to hook you up to get you started with that and get you out there while you're writing the other books.
The other thing I want to put out there is your soul destiny. This is like the long arch of your life, is sevens. And this is around connecting people from the heart around common issues. And so that's also a beautiful energy for someone who's putting any kind of book learning out into the world.
Yeah, we're thinking about it very quickly, putting together programs for teenage alcoholics.
Oh, yeah.
We're conceiving it to go through the school systems of New England.
Yes, and so that's right in line with your soul destiny as well.
Would you put that in for just the alcoholics or also the drug addicts?
No, for all addicts. For all of the kids that are struggling with addictions, because it usually starts 12 to 14, not 18 to 19.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's a very, very big misnomer. It usually starts very much earlier.
Yeah,
and it is very connected to abandonment.
I was going to say, my sister was 13 when she started with her addictive cycle.
I was going to say, I see that too, because I've taught middle school so many years. And you're right. That's why I like to be in the middle school, because I think that's when the teachers can be the most, you know, do the most good with impressing students on how to get through those troublesome years without going to addiction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's really as the identity forms, the initial stage, that's when the core of abandonment issues come up. And there's something about kids that struggle with abandonment issues that have a very, very low hippocampus. And hippocampus is associated with addiction. So, you know, how to talk about that intelligently, but also how to incorporate some of the Portugal methods that are coming in, more inclusion instead of excluding these children. Mm-hmm. Because they heal with inclusion, not with exclusion. And right now, our whole AA system is built upon exclusion.
Yeah.
We will look forward to that program when you get it up and running. We'll put you on the air with us, Susan. Okay, I have one more question on Susan's behalf.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet. Yeah. This was lovely. Thank
Susan,
you.
Hold
You're
on.
Welcome.
I have
Bye.
One more question for you, and then we're going to get to Jennifer and Colleen. If Susan's offline already, she'll listen to this later. I know that there's her family is really diversifying right now. Is there anything in her chart about family right now?
Who are we discussing?
We're discussing her two children.
Oh, the lady that just hung up?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Susie, yeah, I'm still on the line.
Okay,
oh, okay. I just closed your chart, so I have to go find it again. Remind me of your name. Susan?
Susan.
Okay.
Susan Leslie Grindle.
Let's look at this. Okay. So what's going on with your kids again? Ask the question.
They're diversifying. They're going off in different directions. And is there anything that shows up in her chart about that? My kids always show up in my chart.
Yeah, it'll probably be challenging to let them go, because she has two of her four energies sit in the karmic challenge position, which means she wants really hard to duplicate herself, and so may have a tendency to be a bit of a helicopter mother. And so it's good to kind of step back into like the gentle exploration mode that she has on the spiritual talent side of things, and kind of release the need to make them into little clones of herself.
Okay. Yeah, they've struggled in a lot of ways, but also with sight. They've both been partially sighted. One is partially sighted very severely and deaf. So they have, and he's healed from being partially hearing as well. Mm-hmm. So it is hard for me to step away.
It makes
they
it
have a lot of challenges.
Really hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
well, I was just hoping there was something in there that could help. Thanks so much for calling in, Susan. We're now going to Jennifer from Texas. Thank you so much for your patience. Jennifer, could we have your full name first for Zofia Arena?
Yes. I was born Jennifer Renee Cruz, CRUZ.
And is Renee spelled the normal way, R-E-N-E-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, is there an accent mark on one of those E's?
No.
Okay. Just making sure, because I know that makes a difference for her.
It can. Unfortunately, I'm familiar with that one because I was born a Renee as well.
Right. But that's why I want to know if there was an accent mark or not, so that you would know how to keep going with that one.
Absolutely. You are on it. So let me get this up
okay,
here.
Okay, while you're doing that,
tell me
I'm
a little bit what you're looking to learn, Jennifer.
I have so many interests, and my life's chaotic, and I know I do it to myself. So I just want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing.
Okay. Some of the talents that you brought in with you are a talent for being strong and independent. Okay. I think of this as like Mama Dragon energy. And it can be a very in-your-face energy, or you can modulate it and be kind of like the strengths in the velvet glove. You also have a spiritual talent for sevens, and sevens are a lovely energy to be able to run because it's connection from the heart, and so you can bring people together around common issues. And the important thing to remember when you run sevens, the temptation is to put on a mask and be what people want you to be. Drop the mask. Show them your heart. Show them exactly who you are, and really take precious care of that heart within yourself. And that brings people together around your cause far better than any mask in the world would. Your overall soul destiny is around grounding your emotions into this reality, okay? And so caring for yourself is really important. There's a tendency when you have this eight energy, to want to neglect the body or be resentful that it needs food or exercise, or I have to brush my teeth before I go to bed. Okay. So your overarching destiny is to learn to take emotional care of yourself and to show other people how to take emotional care of themselves as well, which might include taming the chaos.
What was that?
Which might include taming the chaos in your life. You said you've got a lot of stuff going on.
I love it. She talks about all the stuff going on, and then she doesn't even hear you when you say tame the chaos.
I know. She's like, no, I can't hear that. I can't hear that.
It's supposed to be that way.
But Jennifer, in your name, it says one of the things you're here to learn is how to do organization. So maybe there's chaos so that you can meet that goal of your soul to get that organizational side down.
Yeah, well, and in your physical and your spiritual goals, you have fours in both of those positions, which is about being organized and being managerial and having a system and a process. And so these are physical and spiritual goals for you to be able to take this wildness and give it a direction and channel it someplace.
I love it when the name agrees with stuff.
So,
Jennifer, how does that sound to you?
It sounds good to me, I guess. I just still feel like, is it okay to do different careers? Because it's like I'm juggling two careers right now just because they both interest me. And I guess it's okay because that's my personality.
Yeah, it's totally okay to have multiple interests. And in fact, at some point down the road, you will probably find a way in which these things overlap that no one else previously had ever considered. It's amazing how amazingly diverse things can come together and create this whole that's so much more than you expected. I mean, I was trained in biophysics. I'm a scientist.
I was just going to say that after
two-thirds of my life, I was a scientist, and then I had this spiritual awakening that was like a 2x4 up to the side of the head, and I went, well, damn.
Okay.
And so now I use both sides of that, and it's like radically different energies, but they work really well together.
And Jennifer, I want to say, you go, girl. Go ahead and do both things. I do three different things, and I think I would get bored otherwise. So I'm all for diversity. And in our world today, you never know when something's going to die out and that job doesn't exist anymore because computers have taken over and you better have something else to do. So
gotcha.
I want to thank you for calling in. Certainly appreciate it. We have got quite a list that I want to get through if we can. Sophie Arena, really quickly, how can people get a hold of you? And then I want to go to Colleen from Ohio.
Okay. The best way to get a hold of me is either on Facebook. You can go to Zofia Renea, that's Zofia Renea, and you can send me a little friend connect message to say, I heard you on Sharon's show.
Sharon.
I want to talk, Sharon. And the other way, if you want to just talk to me directly, if you understand Bitly, you can go to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/bookzofiazoomchat. And it's a capital letter on each of those words, Book, Sophia, Zoom, Chat, and it'll show you my calendar, and you can schedule 20 minutes to have a quick chat with me and get your questions answered.
And I will have all of that information on knowthename.com/schedule. If you just go to today's date and click on where it says call in radio show, you can get all of that written down for you. Okay. Thank you. I want to make sure I got that in there for you.
Thank you. Colleen
from Ohio. It is your turn. Colleen, give us your full name first all the way through.
C-O-L-L-E-E-N, middle name M-O-N-I-C-A, last name G-A-M-B-L-E.
G-A-M-B-L-E. Did you catch all of that?
So Colleen Monica Gamble.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
So what's your question? What's she aiming at while she's getting that all ready for you?
Well, my family just wanted me to call in, so I wasn't sure. I guess there are some things going on and just maybe some clarity or direction or something.
Okay, what is the main thing going on for you right now?
Oh, it's probably like everybody, too much of everything, you know.
Too much of everything, yes.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, I'm looking at her name and saying, you are just like a sponge soaking it all up because you're an empath from your name.
She is an empath, and she also has 12 threes as a talent. I also have 12 threes as a talent, and we are busy people. We are the world's optimal multitaskers. And, in fact, if we're not juggling multiple balls, it's like there's something wrong. There is something wrong. Yeah. We are also amazing teachers. And I know for myself, I never like wanted to be a teacher in the school system. That wasn't what hit it for me. But every job that I've ever had in industry and now as an entrepreneur, I've been teaching. I've always been a teacher or a trainer in some fashion. And that will be very... what I want to say, in alignment with your skills and in alignment with your overall soul destiny, because you've got that master teacher energy in both places.
Okay.
So the secret with 12-3 as a talent is to pay really close attention to what is keeping you busy and kill the stuff that doesn't mean anything, because it's really easy to take on things that are not helpful. So it's important to sit down periodically once a week and go, okay, what's on my calendar? And does this really get me where I need to be going? Or is this busyness that could be actually just completely eliminated or given off, delegated to somebody else?
Does that make sense? Anything in business or career path that you see?
Yeah, what I see in terms of career path for you is, A, you've got that master teacher energy, which is like this big shining thing because it shows up twice in your chart, but you also have a physical talent for creating spaces where people gather, whether it's museums or places of worship or yoga retreats or mommy meetings or whatever it is. You have an amazing talent to bring people together in spaces around common interests. And those things will happen very easily for you. Now, whether you do that as part of your work, you know, as like an organizer or something within a company, or if you take that out into the entrepreneurial world, those kinds of things will go very easily for you, setting up retreat centers and this kind of thing. Amazingly simple.
Okay.
like falling off a log for you.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, excellent. I just want to add, too, that you've got excellent writing abilities according to your name, just to throw that in there for you also. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you both. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Colleen. Okay. I certainly appreciate both Glenn and Sierra's patience. We're coming to you next. We're going to squeeze you in just in case we don't get to anybody that's ever on hold. Our philosophy is that we will get to you after the show off air if we don't get to you on air, because if you're patient enough to wait for us, we will make sure you get that question answered. So I just want to say that as we go to Glenn Stephen Fitzwater. Okay,
which
Glenn.
Stephen is it?
It's a V.
With a V or a PH?
It's a Stephen? S-T-E-V-E-N.
Okay, great. So
and the
Glenn's
last name again?
Fitzwater.
Fitzwater, F-I-T-Z-W-A-T-E-R.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, Glenn, what's going to be your question?
Well, I retired for health reasons, but I'm healthier than I've ever been. I'm thinking about going back to work.
Isn't it funny how that happens?
Yeah, well, they gave me 2 months to live 3 or 4 years ago, so...
And you showed them, didn't
really
you?
Well. So now I'm getting a little bored, and I was thinking about going back to work, but I don't really want to do everything I did before. So
again, because that made you sick last time. Good idea. Don't go back to that.
Yeah, amen.
Well, I've been in healthcare all my life. I was a chiropractor, clinical nutrition, emotional technique, acupuncture, and I'm just thinking now I need... Maybe pick one.
Yeah, one might be the way to go. The thing to kind of keep in mind, I'm looking at your chart here, you have that engineer talent energy of 11-2 in your physical talents, which makes you amazing at, like, the healing profession. But the thing you have to watch if you go back into that world is 11-2s tend to pick up and process other people's stuff or try to process their stuff. So you need to be really fastidious about your own personal shielding and your own personal grounding and the etheric hygiene in addition to the physical hygiene. Do you hear what I'm saying there?
Right.
Because you have, with an 11-2, an aura that's going to, it acts like Velcro. It's going to pick up from everybody around you because you're built that way. So the thing to keep in mind is you need to be really conscious about, okay, I'm done with that client. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to run love and light through my aura, and I'm going to release and wash away all of what I picked up from that person before I go to deal with the next one.
Okay.
Now, one thing you might want to think about, because in your spiritual goals, you've got that master teacher energy, is whether what doesn't serve you the best would be to go into training other healers as opposed to going back to working with clients. Because you've got
that.
Master teacher energy as a spiritual goal and a soul destiny.
Isn't that cool? And that's in your name, right. You have this incredible memory. You can just pull stuff up all the time like an encyclopedia.
If I can, I'll just fake it.
Fake it till you make it. I love it.
Exactly. Well, and the beautiful thing about teaching is it's a little bit less stressful in some ways than having that day-to-day practice where you have people who are always kind of tapping on you. When you're going through a teaching process, you kind of get everybody together, you go through a few days of whatever it is you're doing, and then you have a little break from everybody's energy until the next time you get together for the next topic. And so that gives you a little more space in between as well.
Glenn, I want to thank you so much for calling in, and I'm hoping that that answer gave you some direction and some help. I'd love to see you teaching. Okay, we have Sierra.
You're welcome.
We have Sierra De La Rosa. Now, she spells her name C-I-E-R-R-A, and De La Rosa is D-E-L-A-R-O-S-A from Texas. Okay.
De La Rosa. Okay. Oh, no.
That's okay. I have an email one that we can go to, and we can just squeeze this last one in. You've got about 5 minutes only, so Farina.
Okay.
And it's a write-in, and it's a Sharon Lynn Wilson. Everything's spelt normal.
Lynn Wilson. Okay. Traditional spelling. Super dupe. And did she have a specific question attached?
She just wanted to know, at this time in her life, is there a better direction to go in than not, where to spend her energies? That was her question when she wrote in.
Okay. Sharon Lynn Wilson. Ooh, okay. Oh, my goodness. This lady does need to be teaching, and she needs to be teaching really creative stuff. Because she has 12-3 talents, both on the physical and the spiritual side. So she can teach like nobody's business. And she's probably also one of these students that just doesn't stop learning. On her physical and spiritual goals, she has sixes. So she has this artist energy, this manifester energy that sits in her goal position in both places. And so I would see her teaching amazing things like creative writing and painting and some of this sort of thing, or even entrepreneurship, because a lot of my entrepreneurs run this six energy. Looking at her overarching soul.
Okay. Great.
And her soul destiny is a 10-1, which is about coming into that masculine divine power and bringing that divinity into this world. And so she's got some amazing topics she could be teaching that would line all of that up in a row. So, well,
and she was wondering if she should be teaching esoteric topics.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, I will let her know.
That's a Thank double you. Hell yeah on teaching esoteric topics.
Okay, so we have Sierra De La Rosa back on the line.
All right, let me get her.
Okay, welcome, Sierra. You almost lost us.
I know, the call dropped. I was like, no, I was next in line.
No, exactly. Don't drop. No, what are you doing
okay.
to me?
We are very close to the end, so we need to know your question right away to make sure you get the full answer.
Yeah, so my question is, I am currently in between two job opportunities. I mean, I just got a new job. It's both at the same company. I am a financial analyst, and my old management is asking if I want to come back and be an accountant for them, for about the same pay, for like a little more. And I'm wondering if I should stay where I'm at because I enjoy it, or go back because I enjoy it over there too. So I'm just kind of torn in between the two.
Yeah, I can appreciate where you would be. And I know the physical reaction my body had when it said come back and do accounting, and it was not happy. I think you are probably happier where you're at right now. I'm looking at your physical talents, and you have this amazing ability to bring in the right energy for the emotions of what's going on in the world. And I don't think accountants really have a good outlet for that, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this amazing ability to stand in the tough stuff without losing your easy button. Okay. So I think you will be better served in things that stretch your abilities more than accounting probably will. Your overall soul destiny is about learning through relationship with other people. And again, accounting strikes me as a relatively isolated thing to be doing, whereas you're going to thrive when you're more in relationship with people on a regular basis.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So is a financial analyst a good spot for me, or do I need to find a different career choice?
Well, I think a financial analyst probably gets a little bit more interaction than the accountant does, but mm-hmm. I would definitely look for opportunities where you can be in more of an outreach mode, where you can have mm-hmm. more of that relationship with people, where you can speak more to what's important to them for their emotional well-being. And I think you will find that much more aligned, in that you'll light up a lot more when you're in those kinds of roles. And I think there are some relatively logical sidesteps that you can take out of the financial analyst position into something that's a little bit more community and person-oriented.
Yeah.
I know when I was in mortgage, there were plenty of opportunities for me to go and talk to different groups at different employers or community centers and this kind of thing. And you might find that kind of thing fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so
okay.
much.
All right. Take care.
Okay, so I want to say thank you so much, Zofarina, for being with us. Again, everybody, if you want her information, just go to knowthename.com/schedule. Click on call-in show that's on today's calendar. And when you click on that, it will give you all that information she gave you earlier on how to get in contact with her. And best of all, how to spell her name correctly. So that's the most important. Okay. And then I just want to say that next week we have a very special guest, because this is the person that since the late 1900s, in 1999, I met her. And she's coming on for us next week, and it's who I go to, one of the three people I call when I need answers. So make sure you're calling in again next week with your questions. An amazing person is coming on that I'm saying is a surprise, but very much worth your time and energy. Again, thank you for joining us at Know the Name, Know the Answers. And if you'd like more information on your name, it is literally knowthename.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night now.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.